All right, we're on the set here at the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan, and we're going to take a little look around the NFC East. Of course, the feature is Sunday night's game, Eagles and the Giants, but some other pretty intriguing games, and let's start with the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears, two teams that I really just can't figure out, Adam. I don't know how you feel about them.
Well, I like watching them because they really could play defense. Dallas's defense is keeping them in games. It's their offense that's struggling. Jason Witten, 6 drops in 2 games.
Is he shot? What's he?
No, he's getting open. You asked the question that most people would ask. Is it mental? I don't know what it is. He's never been like this. I can't quite figure it out. And then you've got the situation with the Bears. They're playing great defense, but they're not scoring enough points. So I would say it's two really good defenses. They're having trouble running the football, especially the Cowboys. DeMarco Murray can't get on track. He's not getting those big holes. The interior of their offensive line for the Cowboys, terrible. They're struggling. They're not athletic. The tackles are doing well. So it's a good football team, not great, because they can't run the offense like they want to.
But they really like the Dallas Cowboys, what they're doing defensively. I know the secondary, they're very happy there. And Brandon Carr playing some safety. They're banged up there with Church out. So, I mean, the Cowboys, a big win last week, an ugly win, but a big win against Tampa Bay. It's a Monday night game for the Cowboys at home against a Bears front that, well, quite frankly, is not giving Jay Cutler all that much time. Matt Forte expected back.
He hopes to be back.
What do you expect in that game, Dallas and Chicago?
Yeah, I think it's going to be low scoring. You're probably in the mid to upper teens. And I think when you look at it, you've got the situation with protecting Cutler, as you mentioned. If they do that, they're using Alshon Jeffrey, their second-round pick, as a downfield passing threat. He's getting open, you know, but Cutler's been banged around a little bit. They're trying to get their timing down. And you mentioned Matt Forte. You know, Michael Bush is an excellent backup, not explosive at all. They need Forte in the pass and the run game. He's excellent on screens. His screen game is tremendous, one of the best screen backs in the National Football League. But what they do on defense is they stick Julius Peppers and Nickel inside. They bring in Shea McClellan, the first-round pick, to play DN. That's a tough package to handle. And I'll tell you what, the Cowboys are going to have trouble with that because they're not blocking anybody on the interior. There probably going to be some turnovers in that game. And I would leave you with this, though. Tony Romo's playing well. He's just not getting help from his offensive line. When the quarterback doesn't have time to throw, he's got to make up for it somehow. He's spinning out a little bit. But the thing I like about Romo, he's keeping his downfield focus. And when you do that, you can still find guys. He made an unbelievable pass to Miles Austin last week, which has to be seen for 49 yards. The only reason why it got completed is, despite being under the rush, he still looked downfield.
Yeah, all right, so let's segue now talking about quarterbacks and looking downfield and under pressure.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III is feeling it just a little bit in Washington. The Bengals doing quite a number early in the game, but the Redskins showed some resilience late in the game.
Yeah, Carlos Dunlop getting him back, who's the Bengals' best pass rusher at the end. I think that impacted their defense. You know, you want to talk about a quarterback who's getting hit double-digit times. You've talked about Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Griffin, well into the double digits. Now, Mike Shanahan said he talked to Griffin about, you know, he said there are 8 or 9 plays that you could have avoided the hit. So he's got to learn that. He's a young guy. He's kind of trying to figure that out. They're still running a spread, pistol formation, run option, read option, whatever you want to call it. They're still running that. They're running a college offense because they're trying to make him comfortable. Pierre Garçon probably not going to play this week. He's still banged up. That impacts their passing game. You know, their defense, we know that they're banged up, but they're playing a Bucs team that both their DNs are out for the season.
Yeah.
Right now, it doesn't look.
Daniel Teo-Nassim starting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How about that?
Yeah.
And Daquan Bowers coming back. Daquan Bowers coming back from his Achilles.
Daniel Teo-Nassim.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're playing Michael Bennett, Martellus Bennett's brother, on the other side.
Ooh.
They don't have anybody else.
Let's get to this game. Yeah. Eagles, Giants. You've had a couple days to think about it since we last spoke. You've heard from Marty Morningweg and Andy Reid this week.
He made a couple good hints if you listen to him, actually.
Well, what did you take out of it? Because I'll tell you what I took out of it.
Two things I took. Can't say this for sure, but if you read between the lines, there are a couple things we could do. What is Marty saying? How about a little max protect? How about keeping Clay Harbor? I understand what he said. They got behind, so they had to go 3 wide. That took Harbor out of the game. You have to assume that this is going to be a tight game. You put Harbor on the field. Line him up at left next to the left tackle. Help him out. Help your quarterback out. Another one. How about helping Michael Vick out, rolling him out a little bit? I know everybody in Philly wants him to run a little bit. You know how you do it? You roll him out, just like the Giants do with Eli Manning. They roll him to the right side, run Vick out to the left side. You could help roll him. They used to do this with Cobb to help him out. I think they can do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I will tell you that from what Marty said, I don't believe what people say in press conferences anyway. I mean, they're not they're trained not to give any tips to the opposing team. But I wrote this morning, actually, Adam. You know, it's not just a matter of run the ball more, stop throwing the ball, run.
Right.
There's subtle things that you make adjustments that are very significant that maybe the layman doesn't see.
Did you catch what Marty said? I've been waiting.
Yeah.
You know what he said?
Of course I did.
My favorite phrase.
It's cyclic.
Subtle. No. He mentioned the subtle pocket movement, which I've been saying now for 2 years with Vic. He said Michael at times is good at it, but he's got to be better at it. And that, in this game, when guys are coming, move a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left. I'm glad he mentioned that because that's something that I'll be writing about tomorrow. That's something that I noticed on the coaching tape, which you can see at NFL.com. It's clear as day. I mean, you know, if he would just maintain his downfield focus. Another thing I picked up watching the coaching tape,
sure.
You know that he missed Stanley Havili on a check down for a touchdown? Do you know that?
I did not know that.
You would not know that?
No one's written
about it because I caught it in the coaching tape.
You're watcher.
I'll give a little comment to Greg Cosell. He gave me a couple hints.
What part of the game?
I'm not going to give it away because I'm writing about it tomorrow.
Oh, come on, you tease.
No, he checked out. He had a check down. There are five guys, five options on the play. He had one. Check down. Right there. Throw the football. He didn't see him because he doesn't keep his focus. He needs to be more focused on what's around him. And pre-snap,
I just, Adam,
gotta be better.
He's 32 years old, 10 years in the league.
I know.
Do you get better? I mean, I know you brought up the idea of Kurt Warner. I mean, you know, this is something that we've been talking about for a while here.
Right. I know. I've said this. I've said this on the kickoff show before the games.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that. At some point, you have to make a decision as a coaching staff. Either he's going to get it or not. But when you see him play well against Baltimore, you saw it in training camp, and then he gets hurt. That kind of stagnates his progress. They've got to get him back. And one of the things that I really admire about Morningweg and Reed, whenever their quarterbacks have struggled, they seem to make this one-week game plan to help the quarterback out. Yes, you're right. We don't know what it's going to be, but I could take some guesses. Three-step, ball out, tight ends. I expect Brent Celek to be very popular in this game with Michael Vick.
All right, let's talk about the Eagles' defense and the way it matches up with the Giants. First, update me, if you could, on some of these injuries. I know Hakeem Nicks says he's going to play, although he didn't practice. Anybody on their injury
list?
That's
by design. They decided that he would not practice very much this week. Ahmad Bradshaw got cleared. He did work. He'll
David
go.
Deal.
He's got the MCL sprain. We'll have to see. It's going to be very questionable to doubtful. That's where the Eagles could definitely get an advantage. And Hosley came out with his hamstring injury. I didn't know about that until Boy, he did not sound confident. I read the quotes with the media.
Which means what exactly for their depth at cornerback?
Well, here's the problem. Coe, who's a backup, who's like a fourth corner, might have to start again. They don't really have
anybody. And he's on the injured list.
Right now, Amuka Mar should start. I mean, it's either going to be him or Hosley. I would think Amuka Mar is going to start. But if Amuka Mar has not played well, even when he's been healthy, he's been sort of disappointing. He's had a lot of injuries. He's talented, though. So that's an area where I know the Eagles want to exploit.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Webster has not played well. Teams have picked it on him. Now, I would tell you that the Giants will probably have their safeties deep. That's why I think that's what they've done against Eagles historically. That's why I think Celek will be popular. And I still think, Dave, Harbor could be a factor in this game. We'll have to see.
Adam, what about the matchup Juan Castillo against mm-hmm. Eli Manning? And
hey,
what do you do against this Giants team? They just he runs away from pressure. He completes everything on third downs. He finds your weaknesses.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about Eli Manning. There was a time, you know, probably 3-4 years ago, where all you had to do was get close to him and he'd turn his body, throw interceptions. People were calling him a dumb quarterback, which I thought was a little strong. We'd have a lot of mental errors. At some point, you have to make a decision. You're either going to be willing to stay in the pocket or they're going to put another quarterback in there. He started to get some confidence and willingness to look down that gun barrel, and he's doing it now. And he also stepped up real nicely, as you see on that tape against the Panthers last week. You know, Ramses Barden, who's not probably play very much, will be backing up this week and back in Knicks. And Andre Brown will back up Bradshaw.
Yeah.
See, they now have a rotation. But they don't have the explosiveness because David Wilson, they have absolutely zero confidence in putting him on the field because of his fumbling problem.
Yeah, once you get in the doghouse in the NFL, as Deion Lewis is finding out, it is really hard to get out of it. Adam, it is time for you to give us a little Kaplan expertise on who might win this ballgame. Sunday
well,
night.
My prediction for this game, Dave,
yes,
would be the Philadelphia Eagles 23 and the New York Giants 27.
Interesting. Well, we've heard the last of Adam Kaplan this year on Philadelphia Eagles.
I will give you a hint. I looked it up. I've been wrong the last three times I picked the Eagles Giants, and two out of those three games I picked the Giants. So using the Costanza theory, maybe I'll be wrong.
Right.
I'm just telling you, the Giants are playing lights out right now. But I feel very confident that the one-week game plan to help the quarterback and the offensive line, which we barely even touched on, the interior especially, Howard Mudd is going to earn his paycheck this week.
How was Dallas Reynolds when you watched the coaching?
I would say inconsistent. I'm being nice.
Yeah.
And also, Danny Watkins needs to play a little better. Mm-hmm. They need to play. And if Evan Mathis told me once, he said, you have to understand about offensive line play. If four guys play well, one guy messes up, that kills the whole play. So the timing's got to be better, which Moynihan talked about. I think it's got to be way better.
And Demetrius?
Struggled.
Yeah.
He struggled. A little better in the second half, but I think that he's going to see that tape. In fact, listen to him talk. It sounds like he knows what he did wrong. And that tape is tough. When you watch it, it's tough. This is pretty much going to be to the point where if he doesn't play well this game, this will be it. And I think King Dunlop, if he's healthy, is going to be the guy again.
Okay. Adam Kaplan, we thank you very much once again for being a star right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.